There are 61 plants and animals on Manitoba's list of threatened species, and we're getting to know some of them this summer while we still can. So last week, I think it was actually a few weeks back, we met the burrowing owl, just a beautiful little owl. And in part two of our ongoing series, we have an altogether less cuddly animal in studio, but I learned this morning, not a slimy animal, the prairie skink. It is Manitoba's only lizard. It was just added to the list of threatened species last month. And Doug Collicutt is a biologist and one of the people behind Save Our Skinks, and he's in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Marcy.
So tell me about her. This is a female skink, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And so then she's about, what is that, half a ruler long? She looks just like a little lizard.
Yeah, she's about 15 centimeters long. She's a big one.
That's a big one for a skink.
Yes, the prairie skink is a small lizard.
Okay. And what's where do they live in Manitoba?
Well, they have a kind of a restricted range in Manitoba in the sort of the former Assiniboine, the old Assiniboine River Delta Sandhills region that stretches from Brandon to about Portage and, say, Neepawa to Glenborough.
And one of their challenges, I guess, in being threatened here is because they're not supposed to be here at all. Is that right?
Well, it's not that they're not supposed to be here, but they're sort of in an isolated population. They're separate from the range of the rest of the range of the species in North America by a couple hundred kilometers. They were kind of sort of left high and dry here about 5,000 to 6,000 years ago. The climate was much warmer in this region, and the prairies extended further north. And after the retreat of the glaciers, the skinks moved up into southern Manitoba. And then, as the climate cooled, they kind of got left high and dry. In some of these areas of the sand hills, where the southern and western facing slopes give them a bit of a microclimate boost from the extra sun that hits those spots.
She's a cute little thing.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I like her. Yeah,
and she's not slimy.
I know you corrected me earlier.
Yes.
So she's got very little legs and quite a long tail. Half of her is tail.
Yeah.
And I understand something interesting happens with the tail, right? When you go near them, or tell me about that.
Yes, if a predator or a careless biologist happens to grab them the wrong way.
There's a story there, I'm sensing.
Yeah, we have a video online of that.
Okay.
There's a process called autotomy where they drop their tail, and the tail jumps around violently, attracting the attention of the predator, which tries to eat the tail while the rest of the animal scurries away and survives.
Wow. They grow it back, obviously.
Yeah, they'll grow it back.
Did you do this? Did you break a skink, Doug?
Oh, I did one, yes. I reached for one and got tail, and people can see the results online at Nature North, one of my videos there, why not to pick up a prairie skink.
Why are you part of Save Our Skinks? Why do you care about these guys?
I guess I always end up rooting for the underdogs. There's lots of people working on the furred and feathered creatures and the fish and stuff, but the reptiles and amphibians are kind of the underdogs of Manitoba's biodiversity.
How much do we know about skinks in Manitoba?
Not a heck of a lot. It's fortunate now that there's some research going on in Manitoba on skinks. Dr. Pamela Rutherford at Brandon University and Dr. Nikki Koper at Manitoba's Natural Resource Institute have been doing some research on these things for a number of years now.
Just a tiny little lizard. She's given me the blink now, but she's pretty still. Now, she's still because she's in a container. We should have highlighted that at the beginning.
Well, she's still because that's what she does most of the day.
Okay.
I liken skink behavior to teenagers. They're active at mealtime, and then they return to a state of lethargy.
What do they eat, Doug?
In the wild, mostly crickets and spiders and other small insects that they find in the prairie grasslands.
And what is it that's making them threatened?
Well, they're an isolated group, and the habitat that they require is shrinking.
Okay, so it's the habitat specifically that they're losing.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of habitat to agriculture, road development, urban development, and the other threat that they're facing now is forestation. With humans removing the natural processes of fire and bison grazing and elk grazing and things, the grasslands are shrinking because the aspen trees are growing into the grasslands and not being removed, so they're further losing what habitat they have remaining by forest encroachment.
What do they do in the winter?
They hibernate. They burrow underground and go below the frost line and just sleep.
Thanks for bringing her in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
People are wondering if she has a name. She doesn't. We're just calling her Skink. So we
just
appreciate
skink.
Meeting her.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I didn't touch her. The big joke in the office yesterday, Doug, was that I was going to break the skink. And I came away unscathed. So, yeah. But we'll check out that video online of you doing it.
Sure.
Thanks for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Doug Collicutt is a Manitoba biologist and one of the people behind Save Our Skinks. If you want to see some of the video, we're going to post it later at cbc.ca/Manitoba. And we're asking you if you have a favorite animal that you'd like highlighted on Manitoba's list of threatened species that you want to hear profiled on our show. It's one of part of a special series we're doing this summer as 27 new animals and plants have been added to the list of species that are threatened.